From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Drop, cover, and hold. That's the drill for today's annual shakeout drill in California. Steve Milne reports.
The drill is called the Great California Shakeout. You may have seen the TV ad.
Prepare today so that you can get back to normal sooner after the next big quake.
Preparedness includes securing bookcases and other things that might fall on you and creating a disaster kit with food, water, and first aid supplies. Another tip is put shoes on to avoid broken glass after a quake.
When the earthquake happened in Northridge in the way earlier hours of the morning, there were a lot of people with cut feet because they ran in the darkness.
Cindy Pridmore, a geologist with the California Geological Survey, says state officials are trying to ensure Californians are safe from quakes.
We have a great history of improving our building codes, but what people forget is their own belongings. That's what shakeout really tries to stress, is what you can do in your own home or your workspace to keep things from falling on you.
Pridmore says California has a 99% chance of a large quake happening within the next 30 years. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
The Great California Shakeout takes place at 10:18 this morning. A new study by AAA finds California was 17th in the nation in the percentage of fatal crashes involving teen drivers who were carrying teenage passengers. Cynthia Harris with AAA Northern California says other states could lower their rates by following California's approach to teenage licensing.
The three-step process starts with supervised period with a learner's permit. And at this time, a driver has to complete 50 hours of supervised driving. The second step is the provisional license. This lasts for 12 months or until the driver reaches his 18th birthday.
A teenager with a provisional California license isn't allowed to drive between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. or have teenagers in the vehicle for a year unless a 25-year-old licensed driver is present. The study also found teen drivers were prone to increases in speeding, late-night driving, and alcohol consumption as the number of teenage passengers increased. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.